You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
On this day, 21 years ago, our nation was attacked on our mainland like we had never been attacked before, and like we have not been attacked since. 9-1-1, if you were alive and old enough to remember that day, I'm sure you remember where you were when you heard what had happened with the World Trade Centers. You may even have watched the event live, as we did, in my house and also at my business, watching the trade centers being hit by those planes. And at that time, you may recall that churches were filled on weekdays with people crying out to God on behalf of this nation. And the NFL canceled football games the next Sunday. And Republicans and Democrat congressmen even joined hands and prayed and sang God Bless America. And we preached a sermon, actually, my dad and my brother and myself, the Sunday after 9-1-1, we preached a sermon. We were all supposed to preach just for a little bit, but we all went longer than really what we were allotted in our time, because the need was so great and there was such a call to call this nation back to repentance. And on that day, I stated this. The Bible tells us in Psalm 127, verse 1, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. The United States of America has enjoyed the greatest of God's blessing and protection over the years. The Lord has guarded our city, our cities, and our country from attack, from within and without. Yet the Lord wasn't guarding our city, 9-1-1. And many will ask, why was he not guarding our city? I will say that it is because we as a nation have left his commandments. We as a nation have departed from the principles, the moral foundation that this nation was founded on. Many, even those in the church, have thought that America is so great that God couldn't possibly fulfill his purpose in this earth without America. The Israelites once thought that after 30 or 40, even 70 years of captivity, for some of them, they realized that God can accomplish his purposes without his chosen people. And we're not even his chosen people. Now the church is, Christians are, but God hasn't come down and said, America is my chosen nation. Now, our forefathers did make a covenant with God, and that covenant does bring blessings when we obey God's commandments, and it brings cursings when we disobey his commandments. And we have disobeyed the commandments of God, and God promises in his word to judge any nation that violates his precepts. I warned about this in 1989 or 1990, when I preached a sermon in this church, warning that this nation was going to experience the judgment of God if we did not turn and repent. Sadly, we haven't turned until now. 9-1-1 was a wake-up call for America to turn back to God. It was a call for his church to fall on our faces and cry out on behalf of this nation. Oh God, may this nation once again serve you. May this nation once again honor you. May this nation once again fear your name and obey your commandments. May we once again have pastors and political leaders who would call this nation to repent before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. May we turn to God and serve Him with all our heart, all our soul, and all our strength, in all our being. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. 1 Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidate will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, critical race theory, defund the police, and more. Again, visit FloridaVotesValues.com. Welcome back to A Faster PC Live Support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Questions ready to help you resolve your computer and technology problems. You know, it's not just about technology or computers anymore, because so many times we're dealing with a lot of other things. We're dealing with smartwatches, with iPads, iPhones. We're dealing with smart thermostats, smart outlets. You know, there's even light bulbs. You can buy light bulbs that will connect to your wireless internet and are smart and will actually, you can actually control them and turn them on, turn them off with an app. So many different things that we can do actually with technology. And technology is so many different places in the home and in the business today. And And we're also all about protecting you, making sure your computer system, your computer network is safe, whether you have a business, whether you have a medical practice, whether you have a nonprofit agency, a professional group, whether you have a home office or a residential office, or whether you're a nonprofit or a church. We are all about making sure that your computer is safe, that you are aware of the latest threats, the latest scams that are out there. One of the things that we do go over on a regular basis is how to identify. We try to teach you how to identify scams. And also, if you see, if you do fall for one of these scams, well, one of the things that's important is to make sure that the scammers don't have access to your computer. And we help many of our customers with that. We have a computer in here in the shop today that's going to be leaving today that actually the people, the lady was having a problem. She was installing an update and got a message on her screen and started searching for help. And this is one thing that we want to make very, very clearly, loud and clear. We want to say this loud and clear. When you search for help, let's say your search term is Microsoft support. Don't just assume that everything that shows up on the screen is from Microsoft. In fact, some of the things aren't going to be from Microsoft, and some of those places are actually going to potentially, if you contact them, they're going to pretend to be Microsoft. They're going to act like they're Microsoft, and they're going to tell you that they provide Microsoft support. And in a sense, that's probably true because they do provide support for Microsoft products, but they're not Microsoft. They're not Microsoft's support. And by the way, even if you're talking to Microsoft support, it's not always 100% easy to understand them. A lot of times they are going to be operating in a foreign country. And I have dealt with one particular Microsoft agent over the last week and a half. And I've gotten some resolution. But here's one thing that is difficult. Even when you're speaking with a legitimate tech support person, it is difficult to understand them most of the time because often they are from a different country. They speak English much better than we speak their language, most likely. Definitely better than I speak their language. But it's still difficult to understand them because of the accent that they bring. Add to that the fact that computers carry with them a whole new language. So when you're talking about computers, there's so many different acronyms and there's so many different, it's almost like a different language. And it's if you don't understand the computer language, and it's difficult for you to understand the person that you're speaking with. And by the way, I'm speaking about talking to someone when my hearing is actually good. And I know we have a lot of customers, and I know in my parents' generation, there was a lot of noise in the workforce, a lot of factory work. And of course, a lot of people have been involved in war and battle where there's ammunition that is loud, and the hearing protection was not not a big focus back then, and so this is something that definitely, for people, some of our listeners, if you're in this category where it's difficult for you to hear, first off, even if you speak to someone that speaks clear English, it can be difficult to understand what they're saying, but especially when they have a heavy accent. And then add to that the computer language. It's not necessarily a different language, but it's so different, so so many things that a lot of people just don't understand, that it can become, you know, even if you're speaking to a technician that speaks fluent English, a lot of times people that aren't computer technicians have a difficult time speaking to them. And that's where, you know, a faster PC can help, because we understand the computer language, and we can actually, you know, speak to them. We can talk to them. We also understand, you know, sometimes you might be on the phone with, you know, maybe your internet service provider, and you're having a problem, and your internet service provider, well, one of the first things they'll do, in fact, before you even get to someone, if you're calling Comcast, they will direct you. In fact, they won't even direct you. They'll say, it's hilarious. You'll be going through their automated attendant, and you say agent, and they say, what do you need help with? And you say technical support, and they ask, well, what do you need? You know, what service do you need help with? And you say internet and email, and then they say, well, the most problems can be solved by power cycling your modem. By the way, before I called them, I would have already done that, because I know that most problems can be solved by power cycling the modem. So I would have already power cycled the modem. So power cycling the modem is a waste of time, and it's just going to delay the process about 10 minutes. So what will happen, it's almost hilarious sometimes, though. You'll actually see, they'll say, are you ready to restart your modem? And you'll say no. And then they'll say, thank you, we've sent a restart signal to your modem. Please call back in 10 minutes. The agent will not be able to assist you until the modem restarts. Goodbye. And then they hang up. And it is crazy, really, you know, when you see that. Obviously, they, of course, they want to minimize their support. And they do know that most people will not know that restarting your modem will solve most problems. And they know that if they do restart the modem, there's a good chance that the problem will be corrected. But, you know, again, getting back to when you get back to that agent, and the agent is saying, well, you know, we think the problem is with your computer. Well, what we can do is we can actually bring another computer into the environment, and we can actually say, well, you know what, this isn't the case, because this computer was working fine at the last network, the last place I was connected to, was working fine without error, and it's not working fine now. So obviously, the problem is not with the computer. Now, let me tell you something about a problem we're having at our house with our Comcast internet. We have actually the Comcast line is, in my neighborhood, their FPL has been moving their lines over to new power poles. And the AT&T and Comcast lines haven't been moved over yet. And the line above my neighbor's driveway is about 9 feet off the ground. And literally, if you had a, you know, they have a truck, if they were hauling a refrigerator in the back of their truck standing up, it would take out the line. Well, you know, we're having problems. Comcast says, hey, we fixed the line. We look outside. No, the line is still 9 foot off their driveway. They haven't done anything to it. So, you know, sometimes you have to know what the problem is, and it helps to be able to direct them in the right direction. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station, and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to A Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie. And on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. You can also watch the show on our YouTube and Facebook videos and type your question into the comment section of those videos. I am monitoring those questions, the comments over there periodically. So if you have a question, if you want to get your question answered, a few different ways to do so. So back to as I was talking originally, the problem that our customer ran into is that our customer actually did a search for, in this case, it was Adobe support. And the place that they ended up contacting was not Adobe support. One of the things that you need to realize when you do searches, there are people, there are companies, some of them maybe even scammers that are actually paying for listings there. And so sometimes you'll get actually good information on that search, but sometimes you're actually going to get other places that aren't really good information. For instance, I just did a search for Microsoft support through Bing, and on the map they actually show a Microsoft support center in Port St. Lucie. And I can tell you that there is no Microsoft support center in Port St. Lucie. Again, if I'd have to actually look at the address to see exactly where that is. It's showing it right over near Jennings Road on US 1. And so, you know, you're going to see these types of things where, you know, there might be an ad. In fact, one of them that I'm seeing right now on the Bing, receive remote assistance. So some things are, and you want to look at the URL. So the URL, and what is the URL? The URL is the address. And you're looking really at the address bar, the top bar. One of the things you want to really start at is you want to kind of start looking for, the website address or the URL. So let me just switch over to a full screen, and I will actually show you what I'm talking about. When you open up a browser, and I'm going to explain all of these terms. You know, even if you already know this, I know some of you are out there, you might be rolling your eyes thinking, why in the world is he saying this? I can tell you, the majority of our customers, when we tell them to open up a browser, they say, what? They have no idea what a browser is. So a browser is a web browser. It's what you use to browse the web. So if you go to Google and you do a search on Google on your computer, you're probably using a web browser. If you go to a news site or you go to check your email on webmail, maybe it's AT&T.net or AOL.com or Outlook.com, Gmail.com, you're using a web browser. So there's a few different web browsers. Firefox is one of them. The Firefox icon looks like a world with a fox wrapped around it. Then there's also, you also have Microsoft Edge. And Edge looks like, let me see, I just actually have some issues with my touchpad. But I accidentally clicked on something that I didn't intend to click on. It just changed out my palm rest, and the touchpad is not as good as the previous one. But anyway, Microsoft Edge is this icon that's right in the middle of this row. On for those watching on the video, otherwise I'll verbally describe it. It kind of looks like a wave, and it actually has a round. Let me see. Got to close out this program that I accidentally opened, so that I can get back to what I'm trying to show you. Doesn't want to close out. Might have clicked it twice accidentally, but anyway, Edge looks kind of like a wave. I think they want it to look like an E because the Internet Explorer had an E, and also the original Edge had an E. This is not quite all the way closed off at the top, but it actually has green and then a like a light blue and a darker blue and a darker blue going around, and in this symbol. Again, it looks very much like a wave. That is Microsoft's browser. It's actually based on Chromium, which is the source code that the Chrome browser is based on. Chrome on my browser bar here is to the left of Edge, and Chrome actually has a circle with red at the top, yellow at the lower part and right side, and then green at the lower left side, and then a blue dot in the middle. So those are browsers. But anyway, you want to open up your browser, and when you open up your browser, you will actually the top bar is the address bar, and in Firefox it actually says search with Google or enter address. So here's one of the keys. If you know the address of the location you're going to, you want to enter it into this bar, and then you want to actually hit enter on your keyboard. So for instance, if you're trying to get to Microsoft.com, you would click in this address bar, and you would actually type in Microsoft.com, and then hit enter. Now, by the way, when you type Microsoft.com, what you're going to have in some browsers, and depending on your search engine, underneath what you type, you may actually see, underneath the address bar, you may actually see search for what you're typing. Again, if you know the address, you don't need to search. Just hit enter on your keyboard or click, as it says right here, visit, and it has Microsoft.com. Now, I could, if I search for this, there's a good chance that the first entry will be Microsoft. Maybe the first few entries will be Microsoft. Depending on the search engine, though, especially if you install the plugin that installed a scammy search engine. And by the way, I'm going to just say something about the antivirus search engines that are supposed to help protect you. Many of them are based on the Ask search engine, which is a scammy search engine. So your Norton Safe Search is going to come up with scammy results sometimes. It's not going to keep you safe, in my opinion. It's going to be likely that you'll get to some places that may actually get you into trouble using that Norton Safe Search. And by the way, there's a lot of other ones. Norton is just one of them that uses it. And Ask is something that many of, when we do scans for infected components, many times the tools that we're running to do the scans will actually remove the Ask toolbar or the Ask search engine, because the results you're going to get are not as reliable as if you were using a major search engine. And I can tell you that I do searches with Google, I do searches with DuckDuckGo, I do searches with Bing, I do searches with Yahoo, and I can tell you there are differences between what you'll get, especially when you kind of know what you want, and you're starting to see, like, for instance, one of the plugins that we use, we have what's called a browser protection package. And what this is a set of plugins that actually protect your browser. When you're browsing the web, they actually block ads and block malicious sites and prevent certain things from showing up. A lot of the messages that we see come up that says your computer's infected, they come from servers, they come from ads that are hosted on servers that are infected. And so then the image that's actually displayed on your computer can be infected and can launch malicious code. So we install a browser protection package. Well, one of those, we actually, when we do a search, and we do a search on, maybe we do a search on, typically we'll just type in the name of the plugin and hit enter, and it'll do a search. And based on, you know, different computers, based on their search engine on that browser, it'll come up with different results. And I can tell you that Bing will come up with some results that are not quite as correct and accurate as Google. And Yahoo is even worse. When you search for Yahoo, you start getting the first three or four entries actually have nothing to do with what you search for. They're actually promoting other competitors that actually may not perform as well as the one I'm searching for. So it's really important that you don't do searches if you know the address. So just type in the URL in the address bar and hit enter. And the reason, again, that you don't want to do searches is when you do a search, one of the things that's going to happen is you're going to see ads. You're going to see not only what you're searching for, the legitimate page, but you'll see ads. And some of those ads will be convincing. They may convince you, for instance, if you're looking for Microsoft support, if you're looking for Adobe support, if you're looking for QuickBooks support. Again, they may provide support on that product, but that doesn't mean that they are from the company that created that product. And many of these are scammers. They'll talk you into letting them into your computer or try to. When they let you into their computer, they'll start showing you, well, this is wrong with your computer, and this is wrong with your computer, and this is wrong with your computer, and you need to pay us this much money to fix these problems. And really, what they're doing is they're actually showing you logs, error logs. And by the way, on every computer, you're going to see errors in the error logs. You're going to see notifications, and they're even probably, you know, some of them probably even show you fake things on those systems. So they'll say, well, you know, your system has this problem, and scammers are trying to get in over here. And, you know, so this is something that you want to be cautious. You don't want to first of all, recognize, look at the URL, look at the website address, look at the hyperlink. Is this going to take you, if you're searching for Microsoft support, does it end in Microsoft.com? If you're searching for Adobe support, does it end in Adobe.com? If you're searching for QuickBooks support, does it end in QuickBooks.com or Intuit.com? You want to actually make sure that you're going to a place. If you're searching for your bank website, let's say your bank is Bank of America. Well, by the way, you shouldn't have to search for that. Just remember that their website address is bankofamerica.com. No spaces, just type it out. And in the address bar, hit enter, and it'll take you right there. That will keep you safe. But doing a search for it might actually lead you to another site where you might be tricked into entering your username and your password. That site then has your banking username and password. So we're not saying this so you can be scared. I'm saying this so that you can educate yourself, so that you can know what is happening, so that you can know the threats, so that you can actually know that there is a way that you can protect yourself. And we want you to be knowledgeable so that you can be protected, so that you don't fall for the scams that are out there. We want to protect you from the scams.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Your computer problems. This is something that we do here on this show. Also, in the shop, we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems and technology problems. And we do this on a, you know, day in, day out. You know, we do take off Sunday to worship God, but 6 days a week, we are solving computer and technology problems, and we want to help solve your problems as well. And also, again, we're trying to help make you safe and make sure that your systems are protected, whether it's your personal computer, you have a home office, you have a small business or medium-sized business or even a large business, maybe you have a
medical practice or professional office. You have a church or a nonprofit, maybe even a government agency. We're here to help. We do provide support. You know, if you do fall victim to one of these threats, we can help. We can also hopefully help educate you ahead of time. And one of the things that we do is we provide remote support. And we actually are able, in many cases, to actually walk you through, first of all, getting rid of any messages on the screen that says your computer is infected. And in quite a few situations, we actually are able to walk you through getting us access to your computer so that we can close down the threat, so that we can then run scans and remove the threat. And if we can't do that remotely, we can either come to your location, whether that's your home or your business or your office, or whether whether that's you bringing the computer to us, we can actually help you with that situation. We do have standard service time, service response time, and we also have emergency service time available when the need is great. And we have, again, managed services. For our managed service clients, they don't even have to pay extra for that. It's a part of their monthly fee that they pay us. We provide these services, and we also are providing, by putting on the browser protection packages, we're providing that protection to help hopefully eliminate that threat to begin with. We also do have advanced, and we know, by the way, we see a lot of customers with antivirus, and they're actually paying for antivirus for companies that are providing inferior service. And even some of the major companies out there are providing inferior service. And one of the things that we have is we actually have looking at results. We're looking at how effective the antivirus is. How many threats does it catch? And one of the things that we're seeing is that many of the big name brand companies out there are not protecting you as well as they claim to be protecting you. And there is better methods of protection, and we actually can help give advice and even recommendations and even install good quality protection that probably will cost you less money than what you're already paying. And for those that are in, that want to take their security to the next level, we do have a whole cybersecurity package that we roll out that actually not only protects against known threats. You see, your antivirus can only, in most cases, some of them will do a little bit of where they're going to guess. They're not quite sure about the file, so they're going to quarantine the file. They're going to stop that file. They don't know whether that file is good or not, so they're going to stop it. So some of them will do some of that, and really a lot of times they're actually stopping a valid program because they just don't know. They're just guessing, and they're trying to protect you to the best that they can, but they have limited ability because their level of what is a threat is only based on what you actually have, what they have in their system. So their database of what viruses are there. So we actually have the utilities, though, software that can protect you against unknown threats. And we are going to the lines here. We have Emmanuel on the line. Welcome to a Faster PC Live technical support. How can we help you today, Emmanuel?
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
I just wanted to pass something along to you and the listeners that might be helpful. I was operating my computer, and in I think probably I went to a bad website. At any rate, something came back on my screen that said, Microsoft Defender has locked up your computer because of an attack. It's very important not to turn off your computer, otherwise you will lose data. And it said, give you a telephone number or
yes.
Supposedly the Defender helpline.
Yes.
So, I knew that there isn't any such thing, and also everything was, you couldn't do anything on the computer, but everything was happening within the Chrome window.
Right, so yes.
It's a matter of shutting down that Chrome window to get rid of it. But to pass along something
yes.
That happened to me, that was obviously a scam.
Yeah, and a lot of people fall for that and actually call the number. In fact, we have customers that call us and they say, you know, I didn't let anyone into my computer, but and we'll say, well, you know, it's a good thing you didn't call the number, and they'll confess to us, well, I did call the number, and they actually called the number before they called us, but they either you know, in some cases the number's not working anymore because the provider of the number realizes it's a scam and shuts them down, because you know those numbers are provided by a telephone provider, so. So, you know, this is something that we can actually, we actually can help. And what happens is this type of page is launched most of the time from an ad that is on a server that is infected. So the server is infected. The ad displays, the ad is actually infected. So the image that you're seeing actually has an infection in it that launches a malicious code that causes this page to load, and the page loads, and it actually loads so that it is full screen. By full screen, I don't mean just that it's maximized. It is full screen so that you don't see the X in the upper right-hand corner of the screen to be able to exit out that window. And there are keyboard shortcuts to get out of that program and to close out the program. Most people don't know what those are. There's also keyboard shortcuts where you can see the menu. Most people, again, don't know what those are. And a lot of people think that this is legitimate. And, you know, they're saying this is the Defender helpline. Well, you know, and again, they're not from Microsoft or from Windows. They're not an officially affiliated with Microsoft. And by the way, all it takes to be officially affiliated with Microsoft, you know, some people say, well, hey, we're a Microsoft partner, and that's kind of how they get around it, you know, and they'll emphasize the Microsoft part and not emphasize the partner part. We provide Microsoft support. We're, you know, Microsoft certified or Microsoft partner. All you have to do to be a Microsoft partner is go to their website and fill out a, you know, you basically take a quiz, and it's pretty basic questions. You don't have to really be you don't have to be a rocket scientist to pass that quiz. And if you fail it, well, just write down your answers and take it again and answer something different. And eventually you'll be able to pass that. So, you know, the people don't really need to have all that much information or all that much knowledge to be a Microsoft partner. We're Microsoft partners and we know what we're doing, but there are Microsoft partners that don't know what they're doing. So you want to be cautious and definitely realize that not everyone that says, hey, we know what we're doing or we're legitimate is legitimate. And not every message is something, and this is something that, you know, if you know how to get rid of this, and thankfully you knew how to get rid of this, but if you're out there listening and, you know, you see something like this, probably you will see it. We have seen it in our own office when we do a clean install of Windows. We've done a clean install of Windows before on a computer, gone, opened up Microsoft Edge, it opens up the Microsoft Start page, which is Microsoft's official page. It has a lot of news articles. It has a lot of clickbait. Clickbait is where the headline kind of, is enticing, like, the NFL world reacts to the Tom Brady news. Well, if you're a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan or a Tom Brady fan, you might want to click on that. And you won't believe what, Kim Kardashian did, or, some of the things can get you into some trouble even. And in fact, they do have ads there as well. And again, some of those ads are stored on servers that are infected. Websites are a big target for people that are actually hacking. They're actually coming to the website. They're actually looking to try to infect the site, and looking to try to get into the site. And once they infect the site, then they can start actually using that site to spread infections. They can also use that site to host malicious ads that they then push out through other services. And so you would not believe some of the places that we've seen threats. We even saw one of our clients had a phone system that hackers had hacked into the phone system. Why? Because the people that installed the phone service had the default username and password installed there. And they were running, believe it or not, a pornography website on this phone system. The only reason we caught it is there was high bandwidth that was being used by this, which reduced their speed. And this is how we were able to detect that was going on. It is important that you use strong passwords. It's important that you have good protection. It's important that you equip yourself with knowledge to protect yourself. And
to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show, or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website, afasterpc.com, and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is 911 Anniversary Sermon, Unless the Lord Guard the City. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find Afaster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for Afaster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. Afaster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
Afaster PC
solves computer problems. First Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidate will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, critical race theory, defund the police, and more. Again, visit FloridaVotesValues.com.